This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back.
Oh my God.
Always a pleasure to be with you. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. I was just watching the piece that to show you how far I know I jump right in again, but you gotta hear this. To show you how far out in left field the left actually is, think about this. I think it was the Washington Post, one of their writers actually tweeted out that the reason for the riots, the reason for the upheaval in Cuba, has nothing to do with them wanting freedom. You know, even though they're waving American flags in some areas there. No. Has everything to do with the COVID lockdown. And the fact that they can't get the medicine they want to get because why? Anybody? Why? That's right. Because apparently, by us putting the embargo back in place or not really trading with Cuba, it's hurting them financially. They can't get the money that they need to help their people. They have never helped their people out. They're one of the most oppressive regimes there ever was. Raul Castro is one of the meanest tyrannical leaders that has ever been. It has nothing at all to do. Matter of fact, here, this shows you how ignorant they are, willfully ignorant or willfully dishonest. I don't know which. But most other countries are still trading with Cuba, are still dealing with Cuba, are still doing things in Cuba. So you're telling me that we had that much of an effect on them? And they don't just blame the U.S., they blame Trump. Because of the stringent rules here. Well, listen, Joey B could open it wide up. What's the problem? Not an issue, right? But this shows you how deranged, truly demented and deranged they are. I don't understand how you do that. And I don't understand how people on the left buy into it. Believe it to be true in any way, shape, manner, or form. Okay, Joe, breathe deep. Start all over again. Oh, God. All right. I ran across, all right, you got to have moments of levity, right? Would you agree with that? And I want to have a little fun, if you guys don't mind, before I bring Dr. B on, because it'll get heavy then, it always does. I mean, for all the right reasons, mind you, she helps us, you know, overcome. I found this article that said crazy things that boomer kids did in the past. Right? Now notice what it says. Crazy things. It's written by a very young journalist, and I found this to be really interesting. I've read some of her other stuff. She's obviously of the left-leaning ilk, we'll say. Sending a little kid to the store with a note. What a way to put your child in such a potentially dangerous situation. Because, you know, your kid could be absconded with on the way to the store. That was so prevalent in our day. Putting your kids on the beach without sunscreen. I'm sorry. I look at some of this stuff, and I say, oh, my God, how did we survive? You know, we didn't have Purell back then. So I don't know how we made it in any way, shape, manner, or form. You know? Overprotective dads didn't let their daughters date. A little extreme, don't you think? I mean, almost anything good, wholesome, safe, anything you do to try to keep your kid safe was terrible. It was oppressive. It was nasty. Allow your kids to chase trucks, especially with toxic fumes. Well, I don't ever remember asking my mom, hey, can I go, you know, because, you know, some of us had skateboards, some of us had rollerblades, or actually, roller skates. We didn't do blades, we did skates. Right? And some of you who live on the East Coast during the wintertime, don't you remember grabbing the bumper of the truck or a car or what have you? You'd run out in the street and you'd grab the back bumper of the car and you'd go skidding along. The car behind you was having a heart attack in case it was an accident. You didn't know any better. But do you think any of us went and said, hey, I'm going to grab bumpers of the cars, Mom, out in the snow, and they were all for it? I mean, this just shows you why we need safe spaces. Why we're where we're at today. Kids using the oven and stove, being alone in the house for long hours when their folks were away at work. Kids had to cook their own dinners. Very dangerous. I don't know how a parent could let them do that. Do you see what you let your kids do every day? I mean, really? I'm not going through them all, by the way. Because some of them would just, you'd be laughing so hard. And the stuff that we remember doing growing up. Playing in the streets, if you lived in an area where there were no parks nearby or backyards, your kids were put in danger by playing in the streets. Things like stick hockey and stick ball. Right? And hopscotch in the streets. I don't know of any kid. Now, maybe on a major street, and yeah, maybe it's a little off if you're doing that one. But we, hopscotch, hockey, little baseball thing we used to do, right? I like this one. Let your kids chew sugar-loaded bubble gum. Oh, my God, the humanity of it all. Call Dr. B. She needs to save me. Joe Messina, your host. You have been listening to the Real Joe Messina Show on CCN. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Do 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 do.
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. The way you do that is you're not sitting, you know, you got to get informed. You guys make me nuts sometimes. I go through this all the time with you because I see it happening more and more. Get informed, then engage. Don't engage and then have to go, oops, or leave us to go, oops, for you. Right? Make sure you have the real information before you start stepping out there. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, try to beat somebody up with what you perceive as truth without really knowing it to be. And that's my only beef. I'd say God bless you guys for wanting to step up, for wanting to take it on, for wanting to help out. But don't do it at the detriment, you know, to us. Because we end up sitting here looking like fools because we're protecting you or sticking up for you, what have you. Anyway, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. And, you know, she's been trying for so long to straighten me out. She's tired from it all. Anyhow, Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me. There's no straightening us out. We're just...
Thank God.
We're trying to straighten the world out. My goodness.
Thank God he gave us steel spines to deal with, you know.
That's right.
You know, that story that you said you caught a little bit of the first segment there, and I want to put you on the spot, but when you go through, there's like 35 different items, and one of the items on there that they felt was just so terrible, so just nasty and disgusting. Remember those playground they just spun round and round, and they had the bars you held onto, and the whole deal was to make them go faster and faster, you know, round and round and round. And I'm a lot older than you, so I don't even think they have them anymore. They tore them out because they were all metal. And they would get hot in the summertime. I mean, you were a real man if you could hold on to that in the hot sun. And no matter how fast your brother was spinning it around to try to get you thrown off of it. But, you know, they talked about how dangerous it was. How dare parents let their kids go on those things. I'm thinking to myself, this is why you guys can't deal with anything. You know, no adversity, no nothing in your life.
Yeah. I remember those. They were fun. Lawn darts, those.
You can't have lawn darts anymore. Oh.
In Texas, we have lawn darts.
Yeah, good.
We buy them.
And the 10 worst toy you could possibly have.
Yes.
You ready for this one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Girls are toys that are gender specific.
That's right. Because we have no genders. Do we not have genders, or do we have a bunch of... Or do we have a lot of genders? And if you're...
I guess Ken comes in 69 different versions now or something. I don't know.
It's very confusing. I'm trying to explain it. It changes every day.
I'm sorry.
I don't know, Mom. Just turn it off. I don't even know anymore.
That's right. Right? You're sitting there reading it. You go to yourself, my God, this stuff can't be real. Somebody had to write this while they were high just for giggles.
I mean, I think, yeah, you know, I feel like I'm going to wake up. I've got to wait. This is the longest dream, nightmare I have ever had, but it's not. It is so surreal. And I do still get people checking in with me like, is this real? Pinch me. And I'm like, yes, it is. It is reality. I never thought America would become this. You know, we're Cubans are more excited about our country than we are. And these Olympiads, you know, I mean, it was so amazing to be in the Olympics and to look forward to that and to fly the flag. Why the heck are you in America representing America in the first place if you couldn't care less about America? It's like, at this point, if you don't understand how psychologically twisted all of these people are, then you may have a problem, because it doesn't make any sense to get up there and make a big fuss and work so hard to represent a country that you hate. That really just kind of cancels out everything your point is, you know, with the soccer team, you know, again, you know, just standing there, wearing the uniforms that, you know, I just don't understand. And, you know, you and I talked a little earlier about, and I told you that people who are legit crazy and psychotic don't know it. They do not know it. I'll have patients, you know, check in with me and, Dr. B, am I crazy for thinking this? Am I crazy for this? Am I crazy? And like the point or the fact that you are asking yourself and doing a check-in shows me that you're not crazy.
Yeah.
It, those that are officially legit crazy. And we really are seeing that on the left. And I don't like to diss the patients I work with that actually suffer from, you know, issues of schizophrenia and anxiety and depression that really have mental issues. But this, what the liberal left is doing is 100% psychosis. I mean, they are so wrapped up into this web of lies and rhetoric and propaganda and agenda, and they want to push it into our classrooms now with our kids. And if people are not awakened to that, truly those that are awakened, not the woke crowd, you might want to reassess or go get a psychological, you know, evaluation. because it doesn't make sense. I just see Hollywood, even, you know, some of them kind of truly waking up and not wanting anything to do with each other and what's going on in the business because of how incestuous it is. And then I see politicians the same way start to step back and what are we doing? This is not right. You know, these, you know, Olympians not standing up for the flag. You know, you've got the NFL, you've got baseball, everybody that's lost their mind. Everything that was really the foundation of America, baseball, apple pie, barbecues. And now you fly your flag and legit, oh, you're a Republican? I know that because you have your flag out. What? Like, what? And that, it's psychotic. It's like, what?
Well, it's a Washington, the founder of the Utah BLM. Came out and basically said two things. One is if you're flying an American flag over your house, then you are a dangerous person. You are one that we should not be around. That's number one. And it's proof positive evidence that you are a racist and dangerous to others.
That's psychotic. That is so strange. And if you hate America so much, why are you here? That right there, again, another thing that should show you how backwards these people are, and y'all are going to take a vaccine from them. Y'all are going to listen to them and wear masks still that don't work. Y'all are just going to file in line and do everything that they say when they are saying that the American flag is dangerous, that they hate America. Then leave. Cuba would love to have you. Dress all up in an American flag. Get yourself over there and have a blast. Venezuela, they'd love you.
Socialist communism that they're trying to push us towards, Cuba is rejecting. And Cuba is one of the areas they use to say, well, look how good they got it. Look at what's going on over there. Yeah, guys, look at what's going on over there. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. Dr. B is going nowhere. Got to lock in the studio. We'll be right back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels, plus rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Cuba's capital have stepped up patrols in the city a day after large protests against the country's ruling communist government. Marches were held in Havana and other cities across the island on Sunday as the country deals with its worst economic crisis in years. President Biden said Monday that the U.S. stands with the Cuban people and their call for freedom.
We call on the government of Cuba, to refrain from violence and our attempts to silence the voice of the people of Cuba.
And the Food and Drug Administration is issuing a warning about a rare side effect from one COVID vaccine. The FDA said Monday it was investigating 100 reported cases of Guillain-Barré, a rare neurological disorder, after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The agency said it was updating its material for the vaccine to note an association between the shot and GBS, but says a causal relationship can't be established with the preliminary data. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, but get informed first, please. No, I always say that to you guys, and I feel like I'm begging sometimes. And you people in the chat room, you're smart people. I'm not worried about you as much as I am. I see some of this stuff come across on Twitter, or they'll send me notes via Twitter. Did you hear about this? You know about this? It's like, stop, slow down. That's already been debunked. You know what I'm saying? So let's not go down that road. Some of you guys are sending me emails that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton have already been assassinated or something, or shot at Gitmo, and they got all these people at Gitmo, and they have 250,000 sealed indictments. With the deep state that we have, with what's going on at the second level of government, do you really believe they could keep that secret? I'll leave you there on that one. Let me get back to Dr. B. Dr. B, Dr. Bishop Melton, I may need some psychiatric care after all of this, trying to get through this. It's like, check it out, people.
Well, yes. Hello. And somebody asked me, really? Psychosis? That seems like a strong word, you know, for the left. Okay. Well, here you have it. Psychosis, a severe mental disorder in which thought and emotions are so impaired that contact is lost with external reality. Hello. Progressives. Right?
Yeah.
Everything's impaired. Emotions are so impaired that contact is lost with external reality. Think about that a moment and chew on it, because that's exactly what's going on. There are three stages, and I could go on forever. So.
I didn't tell you the whole story. I'm not going to go through it again, but I had an encounter with the NAACP, and one of the women on the board sent me a nasty email, so I called her. They're not used to people calling them. But ultimately, she was upset that an elected official would be involved in such a divisive racist parade. And she blamed it on one flag that nobody ever saw, really. But ultimately, when it boiled down to it, I got done talking with her. She was offended by the Thin Blue Line flag. She was offended by the Gadsden flag. She was offended by the Don't Tread on Me flag. And offended by the U.S. flag. And since those flags tend to, make people violent and or make people feel bad, I shouldn't be involved as an elected official representing the whole community. And I just threw it back at her, and I said, no. You know, we're not doing this. And the reason we're not doing this is because, the United States flag, no matter what you think about it, it has protected so many countries, so many peoples, and we fix our mistakes, but you're stuck on the negative. You keep talking about this stuff, and you're just stuck on the negative. I couldn't get her off it.
It's bizarre. Then it's again, why are you here?
You're going to change things.
Yeah, well, an interesting thing people might not know. The American Journal of Political Science, and it's legit, a bunch of scientists set out and psychiatrists set out to prove that conservatives were more psychotic, that it literally it is a psychoticism. And after doing the test, what came out was there is a severe error in our theory. And it says, and I quote, liberal political beliefs, not conservative ones, are actually linked to psychoticism.
You have to send me that link.
I absolutely will. And they explain why. And it really has to do with how neurotic they are. It talks about social desirability, which conservatives, socially, people want to be around them. It talks about, it's amazing, sensation-seeking, impulsivity, authoritarianism, tough-minded, risk-taking, all of that. And it's just incredible facts, right, that they talked and met and looked at posts with conservatives, and they were factually correct up to 85% more of the time than liberals.
Wow.
No surprise. So I'm not just saying these things, and saying they're psychotic for a joke. It is legit. And these are scientists, and these are, and this was New York Post posted this, and this is a legitimate journal, the American Journal of Political Science, and scientists and psychiatrists are the ones that do these studies. So drop the mic.
Yeah, the facts don't work with them, and you know that. I mean,
right.
I was accused of fanning the flames of hate and racism for simply giving out real CDC numbers and FBI numbers from their websites on violence towards blacks.
Facts, though, Joe. They don't like facts. It's the kryptonite to the liberals. Facts. Legit.
81% of the violence on blacks is done by who? Other blacks. Okay? I mean, shock and awe. Yeah, and when you whittle the numbers down, you find out that there are more unarmed white people shot by police than there are black. Almost twice as many times.
Almost twice, yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it's a whole new narrative.
It really does. And you've just got to stop and think then. That's what's frightening, is the fact that they want this to be true, that they don't, this party of love and acceptance, which we all know it is now not. It's the antithesis of that. But it is actually the party of hate and contempt. And that's what's frightening to me in our future, in our children's future and grandchildren's future. Why? Just why? And that's where it all has to go back. The only way, this is going to connect. Just stay with me. I took an astronomy class, and it was very interesting. And, of course, the guy wasn't a Christian, but a very good scientist. And he said that they try to measure the age of space, and they have this machine, they calibrate this system. And they go so far, and then it just stops. And he explained it to us, because it hurt my head, but he explained that it just stops making sense and none of the formulas work out. They just don't work. And so the few scientists just kind of pulled back and said, there's something bigger out there. There has to be some kind of deity, some kind of, creator. And I'm like, duh, because it just doesn't make sense. And that's a very, low-level explanation of it. He explained it more. But again, this is the same in parallels, is that at some point, people, you've got to look at the progressives and the liberals and the left and see that it doesn't make sense. What they're doing, what they're saying, it makes no sense to why they're doing it. And then you have to say, now, God, you've got to really look that it is prophesied, that this is truth, that this has been prophesied in the Old Testament, since Old Testament times, of all of this happening, and even what's happening around the world. And it's very similar. When it stops making sense and it starts crossing over to being psychotic, that's when you have to look at the spiritual, element of it. And I don't, I like to use facts and I like to talk politics, but at some point, now God, right, has to come in. And that's just what I'm
saying. Can't bring God into the story. Nobody believes him anymore.
Right. Well, then if we don't, the funny thing is, fine, leave the God out. Then you should be very fearful for your life that these people are just psychotic zombies and the apocalypse is going to truly be mindless zombies. I mean, it's either that or there's a spiritual component to it, because it doesn't make sense how crazy these people are. And I think what's so sad, Joe, honestly, is seeing people all around us, family, friends, fall and cave and get in line, you know, and just walk that just blindly. Well, they say, and God says to obey. And it's like, well, okay, well, that's not exactly what is meant by it. When it starts to cross over and affects your spirituality and it compromises who God is, yeah, and the very freedoms that he's given you, then that's not what the Bible says at all. And man, are we stupid as a nation? I don't know what happened.
If you're gonna bring facts to the game, they don't want to play anymore.
Not at all.
Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. They're really not interested. And it's really sad too, because you know me. You know how I go down the road sometimes. I go, all right, so you don't believe in God? Let's just throw God out of the picture. Not that we can, but let's just move him aside for a second.
Sure.
And you believe in Mother Nature. And take you down that road with them. And just like you said earlier, you leave them at a loss. Because all of a sudden, you got them. Right? Because you're not shoving God down your throat. And yet the explanation, they don't have one.
They don't. And the best thing to do is just keep asking questions. And I ask questions not to be mean. I really want to understand. As a psychologist, as a Christian, as a Christ follower, as somebody who loves God's people, I really like to understand people. I'm really good at getting to know people and getting to the heart. And then they just get mad. Why are you asking these questions? What do you mean, when does life start? When do you mean, is a heartbeat a real person? What do you mean? And it's like, I don't understand.
What do you mean, what do I mean? It's English.
they just don't understand. It's very interesting. And I will send you this, little journal. And then there's one more that just came out from the Pew Research Center. I'll talk about after the break.
We can. See, you don't need me. I can go have a sandwich. I'll be back in a little while. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. I'll be right back.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, people. Don't be part of the problem. That doesn't work out for any of us. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, you can always head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. But let me bring her on. I didn't bring her on so you could listen to me for the whole hour. I brought her on because we get so much from her. Dr. B joins us, Dr. Bridget Melson, as she does every week to kind of, I don't want to say get us out of the funk because there's no real funk, but definitely help us get a grip on reality. What do you think? Am I close there anyway?
Yeah, there's no funk. Not as long as Jesus is Lord, there's no funk. So we're good. I think it's exciting times. It's really annoying.
Do you really?
But I do because it's, you know, as a
Have
Jesus
been
freak
checked
all
lately?
My life.
I just asked.
This is what I love. This is what I've been waiting for. Come on. Bring them to me.
Oh, God.
Separate that wheat and chaff so I know exactly who I need to go and smack with the Bible and get banned on Facebook again. It's great.
Hey, listen, I wear that as a badge of honor now. I mean, if you've been banned from Facebook, God bless you. It's always
so many times. Yes.
You know?
I got the big 30-day now on everything. They closed out everything. I'm like, wow.
Ooh, wow. They're closing in on you.
because of a friendly banter. All I said is, hey, Jeff, and he's, like, listening. We were just joking. He's a really good Facebook friend, too, nice Christian guy. And he was saying something, and I said, yeah, well, I'm going to slap you with my Bible if you come over here or something like that. Oh, well, that was domestic terrorist violence, I think they cited me.
Really?
Domestic, what did they say? Threat. A domestic terrorist threat against a human being, yes. Oh, yeah. I don't, wow.
I got nothing. I mean,
I can't.
There's nothing you can say because there's nothing.
It won't make sense. Again, psychosis. It's Zuckerberg is so lost and so crazy. There isn't. You just have to keep opening a new one. My husband's like, I don't understand. I'm like, I know, hon, but that's my outlet. It's my ministry. I just open another one. I got a half a dozen more emails I can do and a bunch of passwords, and they'll never know me. It's whatever.
Yeah, no, I look at that stuff now. You know, they've been after me for so long and so often. There's so many things I just don't even fight anymore.
Yeah.
This is truly being futile. I'll let God fight that battle. You know, he can deal with it.
Yeah. So. It's just so silly. A lot of my friends are like, you know, they get very sad about it. And you know, oh, my gosh, like, is it your first time in jail? Yes. Okay, well, here's what you do. Make friends, you know, stay away from the gangs and go. No, and they don't think it's funny. But I just, you know, we'll take it or open a new one. And it's really not a big deal. Don't take it personally.
Good grief. So a lot of times you and I talk about, you know, the difference in parenting, 70s now, whatever.
Yeah.
And you came across an article. You came across something that kind of makes our point, if you would. Let our listeners hear about it.
Yeah, it's just a fun thing. You know, it just made me realize, and it's comparing parenting from the 50s, 1950s to now. And I'll read a couple of them because it's so true. And take it for what you want. But to me, it just shows how go with the flow we used to be, you know, or I wasn't born in the 50s, but you know, how chill and how, you know, just, and then to now where everybody is just really got they're focused on the wrong thing. I'll just say that.
Knickers in an uproar, as my buddy.
Well, they just focus on like these extravagant birthday parties. I remember we bought some hats, we had some plates, we had a cake, we were at a park if we were lucky, and all the neighborhood kids came and we ate cake and we sang happy birthday and went and played. And it cost my mom, I think, probably, you know, under $10 for the whole thing, because we had no money. And it was a blast.
It's where have you been?
No. No. So the first child, when was my first child born? In the 50s, it was around 19 or 20. Now it's 29 or 30, which that's the average age. So the birth announcement in the 50s, we sent a few handwritten announcements without a photo. We just sent them out, like, to the neighbors. Now, spent 3 hours with a professional photographer posting our baby wearing themed bonnets and hats while sitting in a variety of buckets, baskets, and floral arrangements.
No.
It just sounds so funny. The nursery was decorated with, in the 50s, nursery? What nursery? The baby slept next to me in a crib until it was time for a twin bed. I love that. Just whatever. Or pillows. Now, a crib that would convert to a toddler bed and then a full-size bed. Our nursery theme was inspired by the Pottery Barn catalog, as was our baby's name.
Oh,
right? What are we focusing on? At the baby shower, we got, in the 1950s, a few outfits. Now, everything on our registry, our pack-and-play extra saucer, snap-and-go stroller, two brands of bottles, two brands of pacifiers, and on and on. It's like,
I can't handle it.
It's funny. Strolling around town, 1950s, a large metal buggy, right? Be afraid of lead poisoning now. Now, an inline jogging stroller with optimal outward-facing views for two child passengers. Our family drives in the 50s.
Bobby's killing me.
A station wagon, right? In the 50s?
Oh, yeah. With no seatbelts.
Decked out SUV with seatbelts and Wi-Fi because a two-year-old needs Wi-Fi.
I got to tell you something. Maybe I'm a bad guy, but I do not understand why when you stick your kids in a car, you have to put a 2.5-hour movie on them for the drive when you can't just talk with them, play games, you know, do the what we used to do. You know, you look for license plates. Remember that?
Look out the window.
I mean, God forbid you should have to use your brain to look for a license plate from a different state or whatever.
Yeah. We do stuff all the time. And yeah, I'll let them, usually I'm like, when we get there, you may, you know, be on your device for, you know, 5 minutes or something like that. When we get to the restaurant, after you order, one person may have a phone and we can all play trivia. You know, we try to do things, but yeah. And when I'm like, hey, look outside, look at that. And they're like, what? Just a bunch of clouds and cows. And I'm like, you guys, it's awesome outside. I don't really care. The device stays home. It's just amazing. So, which brings me in the car. You just mentioned that. I listened to, in the 1950s, my kids screaming and laughing as they hop from seat to seat. Right? Just what you said. No seatbelts.
He's touching me. She's touching me. He's touching me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, my iTunes playlist with artists like Taylor Swift and Adele on a bad night or a bad day, Kid Bop. I don't even know what that is. Okay, you're going to love this. This made me laugh the most. School lunches in the 50s. Bologna and cheese sandwich, if you're lucky, potato chips and a thermos of Kool-Aid and a Hostess cupcake. Right? Right?
Yes.
Now, a bento box with grapes, carrots, string cheese, and celery sticks dipped in sun butter. I don't even know what sun butter is. Along with an environmentally friendly water bottle. People are cracking up right now on the...
They have to be. They have to be. I mean, seriously?
See? I prepare most meals in the 50s, the oven or the stove. Now, my blender. We treat our daily servings of vegetables along with fruit. Oh, my goodness. I can't.
Politically incorrect when mom yells, you're going to eat those vegetables or I'll shove them down your throat. And I'm not sitting there here all night long.
All of it. And right? You are going to sit there and you're going to, I mean, legit. We would sit there all night long. I did that to my son, Lucas. He's almost 19 now, but he was like 3 or 4. And he was like, not going to do it. And gosh darn, that kid slept in the chair. Child abuse. He did not.
Oh, he was a little bit more stubborn than you.
Oh, man.
I would have set the pot up in the kitchen and said, sure, no problem, kid.
Dude.
For me.
Finally, at like 4 in the morning, I'm like, go to bed, but I'm going to heat it up for breakfast. And I did. He still didn't.
Perfect.
Killing me. I can't. Oh, my goodness. So let's do one more. Let's see. These are just, they crack me up. When I need to unwind. 1950s, Tom Collins or a martini, is what the moms had. I just suck it. There you go. Now they just say glass of wine. I guess that's not so bad.
Glass my butt. I know some of these women. It's a bottle of wine. Don't give me that stuff.
I keep in touch with my long-distance friends in the 50s through handwritten letters. Now, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, on and on and on and on. Yeah. These are great. I'll send it to you. I'll probably post this because it's just so cute.
Because look at the simplicity between the two. I write a letter to my friends because when you're writing it, you know, it's totally different when you write something as opposed to speaking it. Don't you agree?
It really does. I love this last one. To stay fit, I, in the 1950s, chase my kids, right? They're running around. You're outside. Now, curl tires at CrossFit. Oh.
Wait a minute. Oh, God. No comment. I'm just going to leave it alone because I get enough heat for making fun of this stuff. And it's like,
fun.
Put the phone down. Shut the TV off. You know, my wife likes to play the board games. We got a closet full of board games. I'm telling you, we're going to be rich when we finally move because we got games they don't even make anymore.
Right?
You know what I mean?
No, I love it. I have Uncle Wiggly. You guys probably don't remember that. It's
I do. I remember that.
I have Uncle Wiggly. I love Uncle Wiggly.
I think we've got 50-year-old Uno cards and, you know.
Sorry? Do you remember Sorry?
Yeah.
I loved that. All of that. We play dominoes. We have game night every other Friday night with adult. It's adult game night. I mean, that doesn't, it's just no kids allowed. But we play dominoes, and it's, my kids are like, what? Playing dominoes for like 3 hours. My kids.
What's a domino? Is that a pizza?
Come find me at drbradio.com.
Couldn't resist, sorry. Okay, people, you're going to need psychiatric care when I get done with you in the next hour, because it's all me the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. We will be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.